Good evening. You are watching Public Media M1's English language news broadcast, Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. In order to be successful, there cannot be any taboos, said the Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán on Saturday at the World Summit of the Friends of Hungary Foundation in Budapest. Hungarian doctors, engineers and scientists arrived to the meeting from more than 35 countries. The aim of the organization is to regularly inform Hungarians living in the world about Hungary.
Egy memoár, másrészt meg egy projekt. Tehát kell szólni a múltunkról egy nemzeti alkotmányban, és kell szólni a jövőnkről is.
The Constitution tells us who we were, who we are, and who we want to be, said László Trócsányi. The Minister of Justice emphasized on the second World Summit of the Friends of Hungary Foundation that the basic law adopted in 2011 sets common values and without being discriminative. This Constitution lists the traditional institution of family and the community values among the fundamental values of a social cohesion.
Ennek a kultúrának egy lényege van, hogy a legmagasabb szakmai színvonalon szóljon. Mert olyat nem
no country can succeed if it wants to be compared to others, unless it can present something special, original, said Katalin Bogyai on the What Should Hungary Be panel discussion. The Hungarian ambassador to UNESCO said, there is an identity crisis in the world, therefore it is extremely important for people and countries to build a solid identity with the help of the families and the education system. For Hungary to be a successful nation and remain a stable and reliable point in an unpredictable world, it should not treat any issue as a taboo, Prime Minister Viktor Orbán said on Saturday. Instead of ideological obsessions, we should deal with real issues and find answers to our own problems that concern the public, Orbán said in his address. The Prime Minister said the Hungarian government began its work in a hopeless situation amid foreign criticism 5 years ago. The 2014 election, however, confirmed that the country was heading in the right direction, he said. The government overcame the economic crisis within 1800 days, laid the foundations of financial stability, cut the The government overcame the economic crisis within 1800 days, laid the foundations of financial stability, cut the public debt, adopted a new constitution, strengthened the cohesion of the Hungarian people, and rescued hundreds of thousands of people from debt slavery. Now that this solid and functioning government is relying on a huge majority in parliament and substantial public support is in place, Hungary has got into a position it desired for a quarter of a century, said the Prime Minister. Viktor Orbán expressed thanks to the participants for advocating Hungary's interests all over the world and asked them to spread the word that the government would successfully implement the program of a civic Hungary.
The Hungarian government, in cooperation with the Budapest airport, has to work out a grand concept for the airport development, said Viktor Orbán at the event hosted by Friends of Hungary Foundation. The Prime Minister added, 2 weeks ago, they decided at a cabinet meeting that a discussion must start with the owner of the airport. Orbán said the land is owned by the government, so for any development project at the airport, a cooperation with the government is inevitable.
The government needs to settle grounds with the owners and we need to make a grand development concept for the airport, because if Vienna stays this much ahead of us, then we won't be able to catch up with Central Europe. And if we can't build a hotel infrastructure around the Budapest airport like the ones exist in every city, then Budapest will soon come to reach the limits of its development capacities.
Swabian wedding, Croatian traditions and garlic pampushka. The public media, MTVO, is preparing with a real cavalcade on Sunday. The audience can peep into 13 nationalities, culture, traditions and gastronomy who are living in Hungary. All day long, live broadcasts, studio discussions and even an internationality football championship will take place.
Tura in Pest County was loud with gypsy music on Saturday. Performers rehearsed all day for the Sunday's Cultures of Nationalities Day. The football pitch was also filled with life. Teams warmed up and they kicked the ball all day long. They are going to play a national tournament on Sunday against the public media team. We have to show that there is no difference between us. We live the same way, we love sports, music and good food too. So this is what we are going to show on Sunday, said an editor of MTVA. The Busho masks were carved in Mohács, and many people were preparing for the cultures of nationalities day at the Busho Garden too. Visitors will have a chance to learn about the Croatian customs and traditions. Mrs. Hus is coming from a Šokac, a traditional Croatian family. She says they still cherish their customs. In 1687, the villagers of Mohács managed to defeat the Turkish army by scaring them away with the help of horrible wooden masks. It is, however, more likely that the tradition arrived about a decade later with the Croatian settlers, whose descendants still play an active part in the festivities. Mohács fully undertook this celebration. There is someone in every family who wears these scary masks. This is a tradition, said Mrs. Hus. These women are making decorations out of corn leaves in Újharkján. A Lear Swabian wedding will take place here. The crowd was big in the studio in Budapest on Saturday. While the bands were rehearsing, crews of the public media made the final touches. There will be studio discussions on Sunday with live streamings from external locations. We very much appreciate our national minorities. I think the public media is on the right track. We would be very happy if others could follow our footsteps. For example, if cross-border public media join us so that local ethnic groups, local minorities living there could also introduce themselves, said a senior editor at MTVA. Mrs. Szolai, deputy national ombudsman, told M1 morning program that the media has an important role in making people better understand the different nationalities living in the country. The minority nationalities give the diversity of the Hungarian population. I think that organizing and preserving a joint appearance is a very, very important task in the future too, she said.
A hagyomány érték, mindegy, hogy honnan származik.
The thematic day will start on Sunday at 7:30 a.m. Hungarian time, first on Duna Channel. Then later it continues on Duna World. Nationalities will be in the focus on the public media's other channels as well. Live broadcast will be on air on News Channel M1 all day. And Petőfi Radio, for example, will play ethnic music.
We need power to hold on to what we have, what it's ours. That is why the Hungarian government, in the best possible meaning of the term, wants to use the politics of power when thinking about the Hungarian brethren living outside its borders. So the Minister for Human Resources in the High School of the Reformed Church in Satmár Németi, Romania.
The foundations were built many hundreds of years ago by our ancestors, and those foundations are solid, are to build on. But just imagine, what if we didn't find those foundations in 1990, said the Minister for Human Resources in Satmár Németi in Romania, in the 450-year-old High School of the Reformed Church. Zoltán Balog added that whatever happens in education in Transylvania, Slovakia, Transcarpathia or in Vojvodina, it has to be considered an education issue of the entire Hungarian nation. This school is on foundations that are 450 years old, and neither communism nor the era coming after it could not shake this foundation. On the contrary, the church started to build again, and we are very proud of this, said the minister. Zoltán Balog added, that is why the Hungarian government supports the reconstruction of the school in Satmár Németi with 22 million forints, or more than 70,000 euros. István Csüri, the bishop of the Reformed Church Diocese of Királyhágó-Mellék, said, as the result of the efforts of the Hungarian government to support Hungarians beyond the borders, the entire nation has become stronger. The Reformed Church school had been in the hands of the Romanian state for decades before 2004, when the church got it back in the restitution process. We completely depleted all our resources when we were refurbishing the building, so this help, this caring from the Hungarian government came at the very best time. With this amount, we could finish the reconstruction of the entire roof, said the principal of the school. In the past 4.5 years, the school had more than 800 Hungarian students.
So that's all for tonight. Don't forget that we'll be back every night around this time. Thanks for watching. From me and all the team here, good night.